You're listening to an encore presentation of the Weekend Real Estate Report.
Now back to the Weekend Real Estate Report on 105.7 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Weekend Real Estate Report. Carl Dumont here with you. And again, typically we're hitting credit, the economy, lending, housing, all those other features. But today we do have a special guest. If you've been listening, it's Steve Ford, son of the late President Gerald Ford and Betty Ford. And we're going to talk a little about Betty in a little bit, but we've been building up talking about Steve's time in the White House, his father's legacy, some of the great accomplishments that his dad has done. But you know what? Steve's no slouch. He's got a great career as well. And not only speaking and actually even counseling other people, but just, you know, you started off in rodeo, which, you know, the more I talk to you, the more I think, I mean, you've had a pretty interesting trajectory. You went from, I guess, a son of a president to doing rodeo to doing, I think, a movie in Mexico or something. And next thing you know, you're in Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, when Dad became president, I took my 10 Secret Service agents and decided not to go to college right away. And I moved to Montana, started working on ranches, cowboying and rodeoing, and fell in love with rodeo and the West, and did that for quite a while. I wasn't any good. I was going to starve to death the way I rodeoed, but it was a lot of fun and eventually got me in the TV and film business. And my career started basically 8 years on a soap opera with CBS, Young and the Restless, and then graduated from that to working in movies, TV. First big movie I worked on after I left the soap opera was, they actually paid me, Carl, to play Meg Ryan's boyfriend in When Harry Met Sally. I had a small part. I was Joe, the guy that dumps her so she can end up with Billy Crystal. Carl, they paid me to kiss Meg Ryan, and I thought that was a pretty good deal, and I've been very blessed since. Small little roles in big movies like Black Hawk Down, Armageddon, Contact with Jodie Foster, stuff like Transformers, things like that. So I have small roles. Nobody recognizes me. I make a good living and keep a very private life.
Yeah, that's great, because I was just talking to my kids the other day, and I said, you know, one of my goals is I want to write a novel. I'm like, what about? And I said, I got a couple ideas. And they're like, why? I said, because it's pretty much like winning Powerball, it's equivalent to that, to becoming a best-selling author. If you happen to be able to make a career out of being an author, you can make the same amount of money as actors, but you could walk around the street without an identity because no one knows who you are.
Yeah, the more people recognize me from my old soap opera day, I mean, that's a very loyal audience. Mm-hmm. Than, say, working on Black Hawk Down. And I spent 2 months working on that movie opposite Sam Shepard.
Yep.
In Morocco. We shot that movie in Morocco right before 9/11.
Oh, wow.
And it was interesting because, you know, that's a true story about
Mogadishu.
Yeah, 19 great American soldiers who passed away, got killed in Mogadishu, Somalia, back in the early 90s, and that story really highlighted their heroism, and so we got to work with the real Delta soldiers and Army Rangers that fought in that battle and shot the movie right before 9/11. Now, you couldn't have gone into Morocco and shot that movie after 9/11, but that's the way it was. It's, you know, think about that one story about Somalia and what happened. That story literally changed foreign policy for the next 5 to 10 years, because Americans saw our soldiers, if you remember the image on CNN, being dragged behind a jeep in Mogadishu, and it turned their stomachs so much. And right after that, the big conflict and battle started in Rwanda. And President Clinton, you know, check the temperature of public opinion, and there was no way you were going to send a bunch of American troops into Rwanda after what had happened in Somalia a couple of years earlier. And so that one 14-hour battle where we lost 18 brave American soldiers changed foreign policy, and we did not go into Rwanda because the American public wasn't willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
500,000 people got slaughtered there, and even President Clinton will tell you that was one of the biggest mistakes of his presidency, to have not done more for what happened in Rwanda.
Yeah, it's interesting how some of those things, when you look back on in history and how little things just change, and again, having the benefit of hindsight, going back like you know, Clinton did, or even your stories your dad told you, learning from that experience. And I think that helps regardless of what your position is. But it's always good to look back and see some of the things you've done. Would you have done them differently? And if so, why? And what do you think the outcomes would be? Because that's a good learning experiment. But sticking with the going back to something with, I guess, a little more levity, go back to the acting. And if you wouldn't mind, share the story about how you got the call and your first meeting Meg Ryan and how that almost, I won't give it away, but just the whole story there. It's a great one.
Well, as an actor, you get called in, and they, you know, they usually start with 40 or 50 potential actors for a part, and they, you know, they whittle it down, and finally, after two or three interviews, it might be you and two or three other people. And I had gone in and read for When Harry Met Sally, and a couple times, didn't think I was going to get it. I got a call from my agent. He said, "Listen, you need to go back. It's you and two other actors, and they want you to read with Rob Reiner, the director, and Meg Ryan." And at that time, Meg Ryan, you know, that movie made her. She wasn't a known quantity at that point. Billy Crystal was, but Harry Met Sally really made her as an actress in that genre. So I got there early for the interview, and I went to use the bathroom, and it was locked in the offices there. And so I waited, and nobody came out, and I waited and waited and waited, and finally I knocked again, and I heard a voice in there say, "Hey, I'm in here. I said, "Oh, sorry. So I waited, and still nothing. And finally I knocked again and said, "Hey, listen, you know, you're not the only person. There are other people who have to use the bathroom." And at that moment, the door opened. It was Meg Ryan. you know, she gave me a look like, "Who do you think you are?" And Now, she didn't know who I was. I knew exactly who she was. I thought, "Oh, my gosh, I just blew this whole interview." The other two actors went in and read for the part. I was the last guy in, and Rob Reiner calls me to go in. And I walk in the door, and Rob Reiner says, "And Meg, this is our third actor, Steve Ford." And she looks up and sees me, and she goes, "Oh, yes, we know each other already." And I was just so embarrassed. You know, I felt terrible. But the interesting thing was, when we read the part, it worked because we did already have a relationship, even though it wasn't too good. Mm-hmm. There was some chemistry, and it must have worked for the interview. So instead of losing the job, I actually got the job, probably because of that silly little moment knocking on the bathroom door trying to get her to hurry up. And so it all turned out good, and that was a big feather in my cap to, you know, have that little part on When Harry Met Sally.
So when you filmed that, I mean, basically you came in, you filmed that scene, and then you were done?
Yeah, I only had one scene with her and Billy Crystal, mm-hmm. where I'm kissing her at the airport, and Billy Crystal walks up, and I introduce Billy Crystal to Meg Ryan, and the characters in the movie, mm-hmm. obviously, and I'm... My character, Joe, is her boyfriend who dumps her later, and they talk about me throughout the film. But I basically only had one scene, but they talk about the character a lot. So it feels like my character's in the movie more than he was. But, yeah, I'm the dummy that dumped Meg Ryan. So,
And then again, so when you film that, I mean, they don't make you stick around or even allow you to stick around for other scenes. So you really don't have too many other stories about that except for what you did, right?
No, literally, they shot it at LAX airport, and I, at that time, lived about 3 miles away in Santa Monica, and I literally rode my bike over there that morning to the airport, got makeup changed, got wardrobe, walked into the terminal, I think it was gate 71 in the United terminal, mm-hmm. We shot the scene, you know, the airport is operating as usual, we've just roped off a little piece to shoot the scene. And I was done in 4 or 5 hours and back on my bike headed home.
4 or 5 hours for what, edited down to what, like a 2-minute scene?
Yeah, exactly. But that, you know, that encompasses all the getting makeup, getting mm-hmm. wardrobe, lighting, getting the whole thing, you know. The actual shooting the scene probably took, you know, maybe 20 minutes.
Now, in all your acting, the movies or anything else, have you had any roles with people that you've acted in more than once?
No, you know, it's pretty much a different group. Every movie is usually a different cast, and You know, that's the sort of the vagabond thing about the movie business is you get to know people on a movie shoot, and everybody says, "Oh yeah, we'll get together," and then you kind of don't see them again. But you know, I got to work with Jodie Foster. I got to work had a scene with Al Pacino in a movie called Heat, mm-hmm. and to go to the other extreme, I did an episode of Baywatch. So I've gone high and low, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I tell you, Michael Mann does a great. I mean, most people remember from Miami Vice, but he's done some amazing films. One of my favorites, Last of the Mohicans.
He won an Academy Award for Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah, that was an amazing film. Just the cinematography and everything.
Yeah.
And Heat was great. I mean, Heat was like a whole library of famous actors, and even the guy that played you mentioned Jodie Foster, the guy that was in Silence of the Lambs was in that. And then
you had Robert De Niro was in there, and
Al Pacino, Val Kilmer,
Ashley Judd, Val Kilmer was a great, great cast.
The guy, I'm trying to remember his name now. The guy that you did Black Hawk Down with was in it too.
Oh, Tom. You're right. I can't think of his name, but yeah, he was in Black Hawk. So there's one case where, but I never had any scenes with him in Heat. But I've been very blessed to work with a lot of great people, and I'm just very grateful for the career I've had.
You have any movies coming up?
Nothing right now. I've taken off the last 4 or 5 years to be chairman of Dad's Foundation for his museum and library, and so I'll probably go back in a year after I step down from the chairmanship, but I look forward to it. It'll be nice.
All right. And real quick, before we go to break, can you tell people maybe the website or some other things about the foundation and the library so they can look it up?
Well, if you just Google Gerald R. Ford Presidential Foundation, it'll come right up.
Okay.
And we are nonprofit, and it is our job to provide and help the government, pay the bills for the government, basically to keep the programs going, to keep bringing in the speakers and doing all the different events we have, and it's all educational.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest projects we have right now is we're building a new student learning center because we want to do a better job. If there's anything we should do, it's teach civics, teach the idea of public service. And so we're building a new student learning center about 10,000 square feet to export what Dad did well, which would be a public servant, work with all the school districts, basically middle schools and high schools, to help young people learn about civics. Budgets are being cut. They're concentrating on math, science, and English. Things like social studies and civics don't get any money anymore. So we thought we would be a good candidate to come in and help supplement the school districts with stories about public service and civics.
Okay. All right, we're talking to Steve Ford. We're going to finish up the last segment here in the show. We thank you for listening. Keep listening. Listen to Weekend Real Estate Report. Carl Delmont here with you. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
The Weekend Real Estate Report will be right back on 105.7 The Fan.